Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON DVD founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhans Parivrajak Acharya Ashtodarshat, Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Prem se kaho Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 36 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तत्र तत्र तत्रैर्य हरि प्रत्युत्तहारणः सायं भेज दिशं पश्चात् गविष्ठो गांगतस्तदा तत्र तत्र तत्रैर्य हरि प्रत्युत्तहारणः सायं भेज दिशं पश्चात् गविष्ठो गांगतस्तदा तत्र तत्र तत्रैर्य हरि प्रत्युत्तहारणः सायं भेज दिशं पश्चात् गविष्ठो गांगतस्तदा। अत्र तत्र तत्रैर्य तत्र तत्र एट डिफरेंट प्लेसेस ह इट सो हैपेंड तत्रेह बाय लोकल इनहैबिटेंट्स हरिहि द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड प्रत्युत्तहारणः बीइंग ऑफर्ड प्रेजेंटेशंस एंड वर्शिपफुल रिगार्ड्स Sayam, the evening, Bheje, having overtaken, Disham, direction, Pascha, Western, Gavishtaha, the sun in the sky. Gam, to the ocean. Gataha, having gone. Tada, at that time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. On His journey through these provinces, He was welcomed, worshipped and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended His journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. Purport. It is said here that the Lord observed the religious principles regularly while He was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligation of fruitive action. But actually, this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work, since the Lord is absolute. Everything done by Him is good for everyone. But when He descends on earth, He acts for the protection of the devotees and for the annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although He has no obligatory duty, still He does everything so that others may follow. This is the way of factual teachings. One must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teaching. He is Himself the awarder of fruitive results. He is self-sufficient and yet He acts according to the rulings of the revealed scripture in order to teach us the process. If He does not do so, the common man may go wrong. But in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, one does not try to imitate Him. That is not possible. The Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone, but sometimes He does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living beings. His acts of evening prayer, as stated herein, must be followed by the living beings, but it is not possible to follow His mountain lifting or dancing with the gopis. One cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from a filthy place. The most powerful can do something which is all good, but our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Therefore, in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifested mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanamaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusite Devi Pranamami Haripe Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sandhubhyayucha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. So this is a chapter 10th, last verse Lord Krishna has departed for Dwarka. He is on the way, he has not yet reached Dwarka. In the next chapter we will see how Krishna enters Dwarka, which is also very wonderful. All the activities of Krishna is wonderful. He is leaving a place, that is wonderful. He enters a place, that is wonderful. We leave a place, nothing is wonderful in that. We enter a place, nothing is wonderful. We enter this material world, what is wonderful about that? We leave this body, what is wonderful about that? Nothing. But whatever Krishna does is wonderful and inspiring and instructive. Like here in this verse, Prabhupada, in the purport, he is giving the instructions given in the verse. The verse says that Krishna was performing his duties, the evening rites. And Prabhupada says that Krishna has no duties. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains to Arjuna, Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchanaha nanuvaptam avaptavyam. He says, Name parthasti kartavyam, I have no duty. Trishu lokeshu kinchana, in all three worlds, I have no duty. Nor do I desire anything, nanuvaptam avaptavyam. Nor do I want anything, nor do I lack anything, but still I work. So Krishna is giving a very nice instruction on that. Now Prabhupada is explaining that he is working, he is acting to set an example. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I have no duty. Name parthasti kartavya. What is the difference between a duty and an act? Duty means something which is compulsory. Duty means which is prescribed for you. Duty means something if you don't do, you will be a criminal. That is a duty. And work or act, it's okay. There are options. Like certain acts. There are options. You do it, you do not do it, you will not be termed as criminal. But duty means you have to do it. It's compulsory. It's not an option. So Krishna says, Name parthasti kartavya. I have no duties. Because if he doesn't do anything, he won't be branded or he won't be termed as criminal. Because it's not his duty. Name parthasti kartavya. But indirectly, he is explaining us. He is warning us. He is telling all of us, how fool you are. I don't have any duty, but still I perform, and you fools, you have duty as human beings, you are not performing. And what is a duty? Devotional service. Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is duty. It is not an option in human life. And if you don't do it, you become a criminal. Simple. Right? I explained. If you don't do your duty, you are a criminal. So Krishna consciousness is a duty. It is not an option. Krishna consciousness is necessity. It is not a facility. It is necessity for human beings. So Krishna is explaining by that verse that you all are fools. I don't require to do my duty, but still I am doing it just to set an example. Because if I don't do, utsi deyurime loka nakuriyat karma chedaham sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyam imaprajaha. Krishna says that if I don't do all these lokas, these all planetary systems, everything will be destroyed. Not only that, world sankar, sankarasya chakartasyam I will be responsible for creating the Varna Sankara, the chaos in the society. Now there are two contradictory statements of Krishna in the two verses. One side he is saying, I have no duty. When he has no duty, then he should not be liable for anything. But the other side he says, if I don't work, then Utside Yurime Loka, all these planets will be finished. Sankarasya Chakarta Syam, I will be responsible for creating such a useless progeny, Varna Sankara. So these are two contradictions. One side is saying, I have no duty, that means I am not responsible for anything. But other side is, if I don't do, I will be responsible. Why? Prabhupada is explaining this further. He will set a bad example and people will follow. So he will not be responsible by the laws of karma. He will not be responsible by the laws of material nature. But he will be responsible by setting an example for others to follow. Yadi adacharati shreshtas tattadeve tarojanaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tat anuvartate. So a leader, how he acts, he sets an example for others to follow. Yadi adacharati shreshtas, those who are shreshta, shreshta means a leader, seniors. So yadi adacharati shreshtas tatta deve tarojana, everyone follows. So how important it is to be a leader? Just imagine, whatever you are doing, people are following. How responsible a job is of a leader. And Krishna is the supreme leader. So he is acting responsibly. He is setting examples. Though he doesn't have to. If he just sits and plays his flute, no one can question him, what are you doing? What are you earning? How will you take care of your family? Just by playing flute, he can take care of the entire material creation, spiritual creation, everything. He doesn't have to. Just by playing flute. He'll play flute sitting at one place and everything will be taken care of. Can we do that? Sit in one place and play flute and everything will be taken care of. Nothing, you won't even get to eat. You'll have to work for that. You'll die of hunger if you just play flute, because we are not Krishna. But still, sometimes we follow. That's why Prabhupada is saying what to follow and what not to follow. Follow the examples what he has given when he is following the scriptures, when he is doing his duty as a grihastha, he is doing his duty as a king, he is doing his duty as a disciple. Follow that. But Prabhupada is cautioning, don't follow lifting of Govardhan Hill. Don't even try. Rasa Leela. Don't even try. Because if we do that, Prabhupada has given very nice thing in the purport. If we do that, it will bring only miseries to us. It doesn't bring miseries to Krishna. Don't think when he is lifting Govardhan Hill, it's like so miserable for him that he's just waiting for Indra, praying to Indra, please, please, take away your showers, take away your rain so that I can keep it down. Not a misery for him. He just enjoying. In fact, lifting of Govardhan Hill was the best pastime for Krishna. Because everyone was there. All the Brajavasis were there. The cows were there. The calves were there. And the gopas were there. Gopis were there. Everyone was there just under Govardhan Hill. And everyone was watching Krishna. And Krishna was watching everyone. Like when he was looking at Yashoda, and Yashoda was thinking, my God, I should just go and do some massage. Krishna is holding. I should just go and massage and think, how will he hold? And then she was saying, go, all others, she was saying, go help him. And then everyone went with their sticks, okay, we are holding Govardhan, so that Krishna doesn't. When he was looking at Gopas, they were saying, don't worry, we are there. You know, Gopa is better than his friends because they knew he doesn't have that much strength. They knew that. Krishna doesn't have strength to lift Govardhan. He is just like our friend. So they were assuring him, don't worry, we are there, we'll be there. So when he was looking at Gopas, this was the thing. And when he was looking at gopis, that was little disturbing because then, you know, his hand was shaking. As soon as he looked at Radharani, he was into trance and then suddenly started shaking and he came like, oh, I'm holding, I forgot. Because he can control with everyone, but when he looks at Radharani, he loses his control. So then the gopas were making sure that he doesn't look at Radharani. You know, so all other things are okay. So he was looking at gopis, he was looking at gopas, everyone, the cows and the calves. In fact, when the rain stopped, Acharya has explained that Krishna asked everyone to leave. Okay, now you all leave so that I can keep it down. Nobody was ready to leave. After 7 days of watching Krishna continuously drinking that nectar of his beauty, who would like to leave? And then Krishna was saying, please go, please go. Everyone was standing. The cows were standing. The calves were standing. The gopis were standing. Nobody was ready to go. Krishna was wondering, what should I do? I have to keep it down and these people are not ready to go. This was their moment. So they all enjoyed. But Prabhupada is cautioning, don't try that. Don't try to become Krishna. In our lives, we feel that we can protect someone. We try to become Krishna. We see something wrong happening and we say, yes, I can do that. There is some lady, some wrong is happening, let me go and give her shelter. I'm Krishna. Right? Somebody is being cheated by many, let me go and fight for that. I'm Krishna. It's only Krishna who can give shelter. We should not even try, Prabhupada is saying. Lifting Govardhan means what? Why Prabhupada is cautioning? Prabhupada knows that we are not going to lift. We are not even going to try to lift Govardhan. Forget about it. So what does he mean by that? Don't try to become a person who gives a shelter. Don't try to become a shelter for everyone as Krishna became a shelter for everyone. Lifting Govardhan. Make Krishna a shelter for everyone. Then you will be successful. That is what Prabhupada is saying. So lifting Govardhan hill means don't think that you can provide shelter. Don't think that you are the protector. Understand that Krishna can only protect. You become the vaya media. Like Govardhan. It was not the Govardhan who was protecting the residents of Vraja. It was Krishna. Govardhan was just a vaya media. Nimitta matram bhava sabya sachim. Krishna says in 11th chapter when he showed universal form to Arjuna. Arjuna was scared. He was not ready to kill. Why did he show the universal form? Just for one reason. To inform Arjuna that I have already killed all of them. What do you think you are killing? Whom do you think you are killing? They are already killed. So that is why he says, Tasmat Uttishtha Yasholabhasva. Get up, Uttishtha. Accept the glory, Yasholabhasva. And he says, Mayeva Mete Nihita Purvameva. I have already killed all of them. Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachi. You just become an instrument. That's all. And that is what is the glory of Arjuna. Glory of Arjuna is not that he was a warrior on this earth, the greatest warrior on this earth. That's not his glory. The glory of Arjuna is not that he was born in a very opulent position or he was born in a very high royal family. That's not his glory. Arjuna's glory is that he became the instrument in the hands of Krishna. That is the glory of Arjuna. So if we want to be really glorious, become an instrument in Krishna's hand. That's his real glory. All other things are temporary. So that's why Krishna acts. Why is Krishna acting? To explain us. And a very nice statement. I don't need to act, I am acting so that you act. So how he becomes responsible for Varna Sankara? By setting a wrong example. He is not directly liable, he is not directly responsible, but following him, people will follow the same bad example and then there will be Varna Sankara. So for us, it is a warning by Krishna. By setting an example, by performing an act, Krishna is informing us, you fools, follow your duty. And your only duty is Krishna consciousness. Athato brahma jigyasa. Now that you've got a human life, now that you have performed all austerities, now that you have done all yoga, celibacy, everything, brahma jigyasa. Be Krishna conscious. That is the duty. So we should perform our duty. Being humans, our only duty is Krishna consciousness. And if we are not doing, we are all criminals. So Krishna is setting example how a leader should be. What are the qualities of a leader? The leader is who walks his talk. Yes, he is walking his talk. He doesn't just talk, he behaves. Achar and prachar. So leader means one who has integrity. Integrity means he walks his talks. He doesn't say something and does something. That's not a leader. Like our political leaders. When they have elections, wow, they are like, you know, demigods offering everything. We can give you this, we can give you that, we can give you light, we can give you water, we can give you this. And once the elections are over, they don't even know you. So that's not a leader. The first quality of a leader in Krishna consciousness is that he should have a commitment. Let's talk about some qualities of Krishna conscious leader. You all want to become leader and you all should become leader. Every devotee in Krishna consciousness movement should become a leader. At the same time, he should become a channel of mercy. The mercy which we have received from Acharyas, the mercy which we have received from Prabhupada, through Acharyas, become a channel. If Prabhupada would not have become a channel of mercy, how would we be sitting here and talking about all this? If he would have just kept to himself. He became a channel, he received mercy, he just passed on. So all of us, this is real selflessness. To be selfish means not to propagate Krishna consciousness. And to be selfless means give whatever you have. That is selfless. So real selflessness is propagate Krishna consciousness. That is real selflessness. Distribute books. Make temples. Give lectures, seminars, whatever you can, in whatever way, except playing cricket. Bring people to Krishna. Right? Not that we start playing, okay, I want to bring everyone to, so if I'll become a great cricketer, and I'll, yes, instead of becoming a great cricketer, preach to the great cricketers. We don't have to go and play cricket, but those who are playing, we preach to them, and then they stand. Then they hit a century and then they say Hare Krishna, then everyone will say Hare Krishna. Yes, we should do that. That's the best thing, right? Some of our devotees were trying to preach a very famous film star, Chiranjeevi, from South India. And their only desire was that if he just once says, people, you know, chant, everyone should chant, unless our work is over. So concentrate on one person. That's why Prabhupada was concentrating on leaders. He was meeting leaders and he was telling, so that if they just say once, okay, everyone chant, people will chant. Yadi yad acharati shreshtastatta deve tarojana. So that's why we don't have to go and play cricket, we don't have to go and play football, we don't have to do everything. We make them devotees, those who are already playing. So somebody who is in Maya, try to pull him out, don't go inside. Like somebody is drowning and you also jump with him and say, okay, we both will drown together. What's the point? Pull him out. So, the first thing a Krishna conscious leader should have is a commitment. Commitment to the cause of Krishna consciousness. Should be fully committed. Who can be a leader? Leader should be one who is fully committed to Krishna consciousness. He has full commitment. Understand what is commitment? Commitment means that 100% commitment I'm talking of. Not just 5% here, 10% there, 15% here. 100% commitment. That yes, I'm giving my life, I'm giving my everything to Krishna consciousness. This is my commitment. Prabhupada used to say, thousands of lives you have given to so many people. Why not give one life to Krishna? We have so many, in our previous life, we had so many father and mother. Prabhupada used to quote this. Janme janme mata pita paya. Every birth, we have father and mother. And definitely, otherwise how will we get birth? Right? No one can question. No, maybe in my last life, I didn't have my father and mother. Anybody questions like this? No. Any birth, every birth you have. Janme janme mata pita paya. But he says, one life, just one life, accept Krishna as your father and give your life for it. What is the difficulty? What's the problem? So many lives we have given for so many parents. They were crying, you know, and they were running after us, ha putra, and then we were, yes, I'm all yours, surrender. So many lives we have given. Why not give one life to Krishna, who's been after us for millions of lifetime, asking us to turn to him? Why not give him life? Just one life. How much is it? Calculate in terms of millions of lifetime we have had in this universe. Okay? Say every life you lived on an average for 30 years. Forget about every year. 30 years. Every life. So millions of lifetime. Take 1 million only. Forget about all others. So 30 million years. So 30 million years you have given to material parents. Can't you give 30-40 years to Krishna? 30 million years you could give to them. Or maybe more. I'm just taking a very, just 1 million life. So 30 million years you have given. Give 30 years to Krishna. 40 years to Krishna. Give this one life to Krishna. So commitment. That's the first thing. Second quality of a leader. Krishna conscious leader, or in any leader, but especially Krishna conscious leader, should be integrity. As I said, walk your talk. Should be, you should have integrity. Not that you say something like, you know, that many times we say that story that there was a person who was giving lectures and his wife never used to come for the lectures. One time she thought, let me go and see what he speaks. So many people listen to him. And she just went and he was speaking that in the Shastras it is said that you should not eat eggplant. That's banger. So you should not eat that. It is given. And she got scared because she had prepared the same vegetable at home at that day. You don't know banger? So for example, understand. So she didn't know, I mean, So she rushed to the home, but by the time this person who was giving lecture came with few of his followers, and he said, okay, whatever is prepared, sir. So she gave chapati, she gave rice, she gave dal, but she didn't give sabji. And he looked, he said, why are you not serving? I can't serve. Why are you not serving? She said, you just said, actually you told in the lecture that you're not supposed to eat, and I have prepared the same thing. He said, oh, that was only for the lecture, don't worry, sir. So this is not a leader. That was for the lecture. A leader is whatever he says, he does. There is no difference between his speaking and his behavior. And the third quality of a leader is that he himself has a confidence and he creates confidence in others. He has confidence. Like Prabhupada. Where did he go to preach? Not that there were temples ready, everything ready. He just went there and gave a lecture and hundreds and thousands started following. No. He created a market. He didn't have the ready-made market. We have the ready-made market. Prabhupada has already created. Still we are not able to preach. Prabhupada created market there. Yes? Customers. He was looking for customers. He created a market. That is intelligence. That's a leader. He had the confidence, I can do it. He didn't go and grumble, whom will I say here, they are not listening, I can't do anything, what books they will read, they are all doing all these nonsense activities. He had the confidence and he created the confidence in others. Created the market. Like there is a story, I think it's a real incident I was told, that Bata company, you know Bata company who makes shoes? So they wanted to open their factories in South Africa, I think, or some other place, I'm not so sure. And they sent one of their salesperson, marketing person there, and he came back and he said, no point in opening a factory there. So why? Nobody wears shoes there. Whom will we sell shoes? They don't wear, they are like, they're just roaming like this on the streets, they don't wear shoes. No chappals, no shoes, what's the point in going there? They sent another person. He did the survey and he came back and he said, wonderful opportunity for us. We will make millions there. So the company said, this person is saying it's useless, we will make a huge loss and you are saying millions. He said, why? He said, because no one wears shoes there. So then how will you make millions? We will tell them to take shoes. So they will wear only our shoes. So there is no shoe company there because anyway they don't wear. So we will make and we will tell them to make take the shoes. Our company will be the only company who will be selling the shoes. So we will make millions. Intelligence. Creating market. That's what Prabhupada did. He went and he created market there. There was no market ready. No one was ready to hear. Prabhupada writes on Jaladuta what these people who are rajas, tamas, all their achan covered with passion and ignorance, what will they hear the message of Bhagavad Gita? He knew that. But he created, he had the confidence. Which he writes in that same poem. You can do it. He had confidence in whom? Krishna. Not in himself. I can do it. You can do it. He very clearly says, I have no power. Bhakti nahi, veda nahi. Name khub daro, I don't have devotion, I don't have knowledge. But you can do it. That's the confidence of a Krishna conscious leader. That Krishna can do anything. Prabhupada had that confidence. He was meeting big philosophers, scientists. Prabhupada was not a scientist. But he was defeating them just like that. Because he had confidence. So a leader should have confidence. And the next quality he should have is harmony. Harmony means to work together. He should be able to work together, not an autocrat. Teamwork, team. Because when you work in team, the work is more, right? That is the meaning of the word team, T-E-A-M. T-E-A-M means together. T is for together. E is for everyone. A is, how you all say, achieve. And M is for more. Simple. Together, everyone achieves more. That is team. Right? So teamwork, you can achieve more. So leader means he should take everyone along with him. Of course, there are many other qualities. Another time we will discuss about leadership. Because I just thought Krishna is speaking about leadership, so, or Prabhupada is speaking about how Krishna is. So he should be. He should also be humble. Humility is one more very important quality of a leader. He should be humble. So like this, Krishna, who is the supreme leader, he is setting for us an example to follow, with very nice instructions that one has to follow the duty. Everyone, especially those who have taken up to Krishna consciousness, they are going to be the leaders, they are the leaders because they are leading the others, those who are not following. So we should be very careful in our duty. We should have full confidence in Krishna that Krishna will do it. And you see, just by this confidence, so many temples are running. Prabhupada had this. I always quote that Hindi lecture Prabhupada said. Hamare 108 mandir hain. Aur ek mandir mein 50 nahi, 100. 100 se kam bhakt nahi hai. Sab chal raha hai. Crores. Prabhupada was spending, see, just imagine 100 temples. Hundreds of devotees, what is the expense every day? Prabhupada was, Krishna is providing. That confidence he had. He was not being very egoistic in saying that. He was instilling that confidence in all of us. That if you have confidence that Krishna will do it, Krishna will do it. But if you don't, Krishna also will just stay away. Okay. So we should not follow or we should not imitate blindly Krishna. But we should follow his teachings. That's why Prabhupada ends his purports by bringing up the point of spiritual master. That he said that how to follow, how will you know what thing of Krishna to follow and what not. And Prabhupada says, if you follow a spiritual master, everything will be perfect. That means, again, always be under authority. Never think that you are independent. Never. Even at the point of dying, leaving the body, you should never think you are independent. And that's where the devotees, great devotees, they seek permission from their spiritual master or from their seniors to leave the body. So they display even at that time that I am not independent, I am leaving my body, I want your permission. Haridas Thakur. When he was dying, when he was leaving his body, what did he do? He seek permission. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me permission to leave body. And Chaitanya said, Krishna will definitely fulfill your desire. So he, even at that point, Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, is about to leave body, he is showing that I am not independent. I am under control. I am under authority. So he is asking, please give me permission to leave body. Shabari, she was asking Lord Ram, please give me permission now. Now that I have served you, now that I had your darshan, I have fulfilled my Guru's desire, he wanted me to serve you, he wanted me to have your darshan. Please give me permission. Now I can leave. I want to leave my body. That is at the devotee. Always under authority. Sanatana Goswami wanted to leave his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, this is my property. He didn't leave his body. He was not given permission, he didn't leave. So this is my property. You cannot do anything with that. That's what a devotee accepted. That this body is Krishna's property. You have no right over your body. And when you leave the right on your body, you enter the consciousness of soul. Till you have the right on your body, till you think that I have the right on my body, you can never enter on the level of the soul. So a devotee leaves his right. He understands that I have no right on my body. It is Krishna's property. Automatically his consciousness shifts on the level of the soul. So here in this verse, we can understand that as Prabhupada is mentioning very nicely structured purport Prabhupada has given. Initially, in the first para, he explains that Lord is not under obligation of performing duty. And then he explains why he does that. If he is not under obligation, then why he does it, which we have discussed. And then he says, but one should not imitate him. He should follow certain things, should not follow certain things which he has done. And Prabhupada says, the Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone. See, here Prabhupada is mentioning the same thing which we discussed in the morning. What is your duty? So Lord does in human society what is the duty of everyone, to perform bhakti. So sometimes he does certain things which you are not supposed to do. How to understand that? Approach a spiritual master. Follow the scriptures, Guru Sadhu Shastra. Your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Koi prashna? Those who were awake can ask questions. I have found a lot of difficulty all of you had just to keep your eyes open today. Maybe because of idlis effect, idli effect. That is why generally Bhagavatam is spoken before you take prasadam. Yes, any question? Any comments? Yes. One says that when it is said that he should be a dictator, it means that he should accept only what Krishna says, not others. In that, he should be a dictator. But dictator means what? He doesn't listen to anyone. He just says, whatever I am saying, that is fine. So Krishna conscious person should be a dictator, taking Krishna as a supreme personality, his upatha. Why do you call a person Krishna conscious? Number one, why do you call a person Krishna conscious? Because he accepts Krishna as his master. So when you accept someone as his master, as your master, what will you do? Whatever the master says. In that you should be a dictator. I am not going to listen to anyone. Whatever Krishna says, whatever the Shastra says, that's final. So for us, whatever Krishna says, Prabhupada says in one of the lectures, whatever Krishna says, that's final for us. Bus. Prabhupada said, bus. That is dictatorship. But Prabhupada is meaning. Not that whatever you like, you do it. Then you are not a Krishna conscious person. Simple thing. So when Prabhupada says that one should be dictator, means that many theories will come. People will say, you should do this, you should do that, this is how Krishna. He said, no. We know. Krishna conscious. Whatever Krishna says, I'll just do that. You do whatever you want. Like Prabhupada. In that time, he was a dictator. He didn't listen to anyone. People say, you should do that, just get out, get lost. They are all rascals. He didn't listen. That is a dictator. But you see his dealing with his devotees. He was so happy. You know, he was thinking that all these my disciples, actually they have been sent by my Guru Maharaj to help me. This was his humility, Prabhupada. He didn't say, I have created this ISKCON, I have made this. No, never he said. That is humility. Though he did it, but he gave the credit to his Guru. So leader should be humble. But dictator means you should not listen to those who are not following Krishna. But those who are following Krishna, take them along with you. Be humble with them. So when you go out and preach, be like a thunder. When you have to preach to Mayavadis, Siha Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta was known as Siha Guru. He was like a thunder. Whenever he used to see Mayavadi, he used to call him, come here, come here. And they used to run, you know, Sikh Bhaktisiddhanta, they'll never come. And he'll call them and defeat them. What do you say? Krishna doesn't have a form? So that is like dictator. Be like a thunder when you are preaching. But when you are amongst the devotees, be very humble. There is no need because all are Krishna conscious. They know that Krishna is Supreme Person. They are also following Krishna. So be very humble. So leader should be humble. Leader means whom are you leading? You are leading all Krishna conscious devotees. Be humble with them. So even with outsiders, be humble. I am not saying that you should be like, you know, when I say thunder, that means outsiders, those who are not devotees, you start going banging them, you are not a devotee. It means that stick to what Krishna says. Dictator means he sticks to what he says. I am saying that sort. I don't want to listen to anyone else. That is what our mood is. We don't want to listen to anyone else. Whatever Krishna says, scripture says, acharya says, enough for us. Anyone, let anyone come and say, I am God, we will kick on his face. Prabhupada used to say, I am ready to kick on his face, whoever calls him God. But then, with devotees, we should be very humble. Okay? Yes. Your own conviction, number one. If you are not convinced, you cannot convince anyone. Prabhupada had that conviction, that strong conviction. Like Prabhupada was one time asking this, he was giving lecture and all his sannyasi disciples were sitting with Danda, whom he had given sannyas, and they were preaching in different countries. They were all sitting and Prabhupada looked at them right into their eyes and asked them, do you believe that you are not this body, you are a soul? And they could not say yes. Prabhupada looked at them. Do you believe? They didn't have that conviction. Prabhupada had. So when Prabhupada says, we are not this body, we are soul, you know, it goes right in the heart. Yes, we start thinking what Prabhupada is saying is right. But when we say, people say, I've heard it many times. Okay, next. So that's conviction. So number one, if you want to convince others, have conviction, strong conviction. Second, compassion. Prabhupada had that. When Prabhupada went to America, he saw all these boys and girls enjoying, drinking, drugs. Not that he felt compassion, his eyes were full of tears. He said, what a waste of human life. What are they doing? They do not know. So that's compassion. Preaching means compassion personified. If you do not have compassion, you cannot preach. Because if you have compassion, you will work for others. If you do not have, you will work for you. For your own benefit, for your own prestige. You will not be able to change heart of people. So have conviction, have compassion. Because it is the compassion of Prabhupada that melted the hearts of even Westerners who had not even heard who is Radha and who is Krishna. I met Prabhupada devotees and they were telling me, Prabhupada disciples, said, we didn't know who is Krishna, we knew only Prabhupada. How is it? What was Prabhupada's quality? Not that he was like, you know, most beautiful personality on this earth, most powerful person, most opulent, nothing. He didn't have money. His compassion. They saw that compassion in his eyes. In fact, any of Prabhupada's photos today also, you look into his eyes, you will feel that compassion. That was Prabhupada. And that's why he could change thousands in just short time. See, when we talk about something that we want to do, take the example who has already done it. The best thing is that just learn from that. We don't have to create our own theories. We don't have to go some philosophy or this. Here is an example of Prabhupada who did it, who showed it. Just follow. So he had conviction. He had compassion for them. And he was surrendered to Krishna. Fully surrendered. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, semate. He considered himself as an instrument. That is the quality of a preacher. He didn't think that I am doing it. Krishna is doing it. Instrument. So be surrendered and become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. Understand that whatever you are doing, you may have 100 temples, you may have thousands followers, it's not your strength. Like Arjuna, he killed crores, right? In the battlefield, crores were killed, crores and crores. And Arjuna was the main person who was killing so many people. But then when Krishna left, he was defeated by small boys. And he came back to Yudhishthira, his head bent down. Yudhishthira asked, what happened? And then he says, I'm the same Arjuna. I have the same Gandhiya with me, same bow and arrow, but all powers have gone. I was defeated by some village boys. Because Krishna took away their power. He showed Arjuna that what you did all your life is because of me. And I have taken now. What can you do? That is the mood of a devotee. But everything, all my power, I can speak nicely, it's there. I can sing nicely, it's there. I can make devotees, it's there. We were in Nellore and Shukadeva Maharaj said very nice thing while speaking. That if you think that you can make devotees, then why you can't make devotees everyone? Why you can't make everyone a devotee? You make 2 devotees, 4 devotees, 5 devotees. If you think that you have the power to make people, to turn people into devotees, then make everyone into devotees. As Prabhupada did, whomever he met, he made devotees. Right? So that means it's not our power. Whomever Krishna chooses, he comes to you, he becomes a devotee, and you take the credit. Wow, I worked on him, I cultivated him, I made devotee. What he did? It's Krishna. So that's, if you have these things, definitely. You remember what are the things? No. First one, what I said? Conviction. Conviction. That be convinced that what you are doing is right. I was just hearing Prabhupada's lecture yesterday. And Prabhupada said, they were explaining him what is happening in the world. They are doing this, they are doing this, they are saying that killing the animals is okay because they don't have soul and all those things. And Prabhupada said, see, Krishna consciousness is the best. This proves that Krishna consciousness is the best. And then they started laughing. Prabhupada said, no, be convinced. If you are not convinced, how will you preach that this is the best path? Just yesterday I was hearing. So be convinced. So conviction you require, compassion, surrender, and become an instrument of Krishna. You can change the whole world. Yes? Yes, Prabhu. What is Krishna conscious philosophy? Dasa, dasa and das. Right? How do you get knowledge? How do you get conviction? Serve the devotees. That is our philosophy. Our philosophy is not on our own strength we gain knowledge. On our own strength we have everything. No. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakati acha. Back to the devotees. So our conviction, yeah, it doesn't mean that you don't study Shastra, you don't do anything, you don't chant. And you just, wherever you see a devotee, just beg and then she said, next devotee, give me some mercy. Already devotees have given mercy. Chanting of the holy name is mercy of Krishna, given by devotees. Shastra is a mercy, already given, that you don't take that. Mercy, give me, that's not the way. But, yes, whatever we can speak on Shastra, whatever we can understand that's us, is mercy of devotees. So, to get conviction, to get compassion, that's what I said. Follow the example of Prabhupada. What Prabhupada did. You want to preach, feel, see what Prabhupada has done. Right? We are here in Karwar and we say, no, everyone is eating fish, so we can't preach to everyone. Right? Prabhupada, where was he? They were not eating just fish. Everything, whatever they can see, they were eating. And Prabhupada preached to them. Take that example. So we can do much here. We are in a very good position. Yes? Create market. So that conviction and that compassion will come if you sincerely follow the process given by acharyas. Chanting of the holy name, serving the deity, serving the temple, and reading the shastras. It's a process given by the acharyas. This will bring conviction. Strong faith. And once that is there, like Prabhupada, how did he get conviction? And how did he get compassion? Do you think at the age of 22 when he went and told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that freedom is more important? India is not independent right now. Freedom is more important. And that time, he says, Prabhupada writes himself, that was the first time I was defeated. Till that time he was never defeated. All his friends knew that he can never be defeated. Anything you talk about Prabhupada will just defeat you. But he said, this was the first time I was defeated and I was happy about it. Why? Because he was defeated by a devotee. Bhaktisiddhanta says, Krishna consciousness cannot wait for anything. What to talk of your independence and this, all useless. First Krishna consciousness. So, I'm saying at that time, do you think, of course, Prabhupada's case is different because he is a eternal associate, but in his pastime, do you think he had the full conviction that Krishna consciousness is the only way? He didn't. He said, no, we have to become independent, we have to fight for Swaraj. So he didn't have that conviction which Bhakti Siddhanta gave him. No, Krishna consciousness cannot wait for anything. He got conviction. And then of course he studied, he associated with devotees, all those things, and which made him so convinced that he went alone and he did it. So conviction, compassion, yes, very difficult to get. By the mercy of devotees, at the same time, following the process, reading of the Shastras, serving the deities, it comes on its own. Association of devotees, very important. Yes, any other question? Today is too long. That's why I asked you to have prasad. Otherwise we would be speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi.